man on next is someone who's invited you to his house on more than one occasion.
Uh-oh.
I know, he must need his bumps feeling. Anyway, his name's Jeff Stonebanks. He's assistant county organiser and publicity officer for the National Garden Scheme for East and Mid Sussex, who raise money, of course, for charity by getting people to open their own domestic private gardens for charity at various points in the year. And we start off with gardens that are open in February, and then we're around in October. This year's gone very, very quickly. Is this it, Jeff, or do we have gardens open into November?
No, well, in East and Mid Sussex, we don't. No, the last gardens are opening in October, and then our next batch are going to be the snowdrops and hellebores in February and March next year. So, I mean, the year has just flown by. I can't believe how quickly it's gone. But there you go. It's beautiful weather today, though, so let's not knock it.
No. All right, what have you got for us?
Okay, excuse me. We're a week later than usual, obviously, because you had your outside broadcast last week. So two of our gardens for October are actually open today. The first of these is the only opening in North East Hampshire for October, and it's Tilney Hall in Rotherwick near Hook. As always, all today's gardens serve homemade teas. Tilney Hall is a large garden of 66 acres with extensive woodlands and fine vista being restored with new planting. There are fine avenues of Wellingtonias, rhododendrons, azaleas, and Italian garden and lakes. The house that stands today was built in the 1870s and was completely remodelled in 1900. However, parts of the garden date from a much earlier period. As I said, it's open now until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and admission is £5 and children are free. Moving on to the second garden, also open today, which is in Surrey. And this month, Surrey offers you a step back in time and up-to-the-minute autumn displays with a unique opportunity to visit John Evelyn's pleasure grounds at Albury Park in Albury between 2 and 5 this afternoon for only £4 and children free. You can still see the stunning terrace which stretches for a quarter of a mile. This historic garden, dating from 1670, is opening especially for the NGS, so please don't miss it. The second Surrey offering, then, is Winkworth Arboretum, covering 110 acres, where the foliage will be fantastic on the 11th of October, with wonderful displays from the maples, tupelos and cherries, plus the added attraction of a guided tour from the garden team. It's going to open from 10 until 5.30 on the 11th, and adult entry is £7.50, and here children will pay £3.75. Next up in Surrey, you can follow the map at Claremont Landscape Garden near Esher to see all this estate has to offer. It was landscaped by Kent and Capability Brown and is one of Surrey's grand designs. Go for lunch and join a guided tour at 2 o'clock. It's going to open on Sunday the 11th of October from 10 until 6. An adult entry is £8 and once again children here will pay £4. And with the onset of autumn, get lost amongst the riot of colour that explodes across the skyline from the treasure trove golds and silvers of the tupelo trees to the striking scarlet maples and cherry. Across the border then in West Sussex, there's just one garden for October. It's the Old Vicarage in Washington. It's a 3.5-acre garden set around an 1832 Regency-style house where the front is formally laid out with topiary, a large lawn and a mixed border. To the rear, some mature trees date back to the 19th century with herbaceous border, a new large pond and stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. There's a stream and a woodland area with a log cabin too. The Old Vicarage will open on the 18th of October between 10.30 and 4.30 with admission £4.50 and children free. And here in my part of the world in East Sussex, we've just got one garden open in October too. It's Standon near East Grinstead and it'll open especially for the National Garden Scheme on the 17th of October. Here visitors will find an arts and craft inspired garden with spectacular views across Weirwood Reservoir to Ashdown Forest beyond. It was created by Mrs. Margaret Beale at the end of the 19th century, and the collection of plants that she gathered were here of horticultural significance and include many unique specimens brought back from the family's travels abroad and also collected by plant hunters of that day. There'll be a plant sales area and specialist garden tours. It's going to open, as I say, on the 17th of October from 10 until 5. Admission is £9.50, and here again, children pay £4.75. In the autumn, the garden is renowned for its collection of aces, many of which were brought back from the Beales World Tour in 1906. So, Joe, there we have it. The National Garden Scheme gardens opening up in October for your listeners to visit. I sincerely hope they've enjoyed hearing about the gardens to visit through the season. Certainly many people who have visited my garden in Driftwood this summer have said they enjoy listening in. So on that note, I look forward very much to starting again with you in 2016 in the new year. And I get to go say it, even though it's early. Happy Christmas.
And a happy new year, Jeff. All the best to Albert the dog.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. Good to have you on. Take care, mate.
All right, then. Cheers. Bye, Jean.
Bye.
Thanks.
That's Jeff Stonebanks from the NGS. Right.